Film star Glenn Close is still famous, although she's not as famous as she once was. In the 1980s, she was a legend, thanks to the movie Fatal Attraction. Nearly 30 years later, Close, like Meryl Streep, has plenty of work, but Hollywood is not kind to older women. Many other actresses from their generation have disappeared. The Big Chill. Glenn Close came from a privileged family in Connecticut and went to a private school in Switzerland. Her father wasn't happy about her decision to become an actress. He suggested that she learn shorthand so that she could work as a secretary as a backup. Fortunately, this wasn't necessary, as her career in theater was successful and she often appeared on Broadway. She made her film debut at the age of 35. This was in 1982, in The World According to Garp, an adaptation of John Irving's novel. She received an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. The same thing happened 2 years later with The Big Chill. This is about a group of friends from college who get together for a friend's funeral. It launched the careers of a generation of actors: Kevin Kline, Jeff Goldblum, William Hurt, and Tom Berenger. Men. Glenn Close became a star with Fatal Attraction, even though she was the fourth choice for the part. In the film, she plays a woman who tries to destroy the family of a man she has an affair with. Glenn Close's own private life has been colorful. Last year, she got divorced for the third time. She announced that she wanted to concentrate on her career. In addition to her three marriages, she has a daughter by another man. Oscar night. Glenn Close has a great range as an actress. She also has a wonderful singing voice. This year she starred in the musical Sunset Boulevard at the London Coliseum. She has now received 6 Oscar nominations. The most recent was for Albert Nobbs, in which she plays a woman who pretends to be a man. But Glenn Close has never won an Oscar. She says, "I've often been mistaken for Meryl Streep, although never on Oscar night."